This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. Machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite! Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Well, welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm Clint Richardson. Folks, I gotta be honest with you. I've got to quote something here, and it's the truth. It's more truth than most people can handle, and it's simply a quote from Hosea 4:6, "My people perish from a lack of knowledge." My people perish from a lack of knowledge. My people perish from a lack of knowledge. Tonight I am going to be talking about the political process and the lack of knowledge that the vast majority of America, or Americanos, especially those of foreign nature, have about our electoral process. Now, we've all seen the major, major media frenzy that happens every 4 years with the presidential elections. And most of us are pretty disgusted by it, I think. Although there, you know, you see those videos and those wonderful portrayals of people crying when the president gets elected, people crying when the president gets shot, people crying with sheer joy at the new tyrannical leader they have just elected. I find that to be, at the very least, just a very amusing aspect of our collective, servitude to this country. It's kind of like that effect where someone that's kidnapped starts to love their kidnapper. The oppressed start loving their oppressors. It's quite an amazing human trait, I've got to say. So, for those of you who don't know, I took a little stint myself at running for president. It was more of a mockery than anything. It was more to show that I couldn't, or you couldn't, or for that matter, anybody cannot run for president without the approval of the Jewish money powers, first of all, and second of all, without the bloodline qualifications, which we've certainly talked about in triplicate. But I want to go a little step further today and actually talk about the electoral process. I want to talk about what we should be demanding of our next president. And honestly, I'm thinking about doing a more involved and in-depth process of running for president again and actually getting on the ballot. See, what I found out, though, was that to get on the ballot is one thing. Very difficult, actually, because you actually have to be a corporation, or at least they like you to be, before you can get on the ballot. In other words, you have to be a political party or represent one. What I found, though, was that when I was calling around to states and I was telling them about my little idea of running for president, they were very clear that I had to have electors. And, you know, at the time, I really got to admit, I did not understand the Electoral College process and how all that came about. I didn't understand how political parties work. I didn't really understand what political parties were, which are private, completely 100% private non-governmental associations, by the way, which, again, is an amazing feat for the powers that be to have guided us all into these corporations that, like our representatives, take our votes and turn them into one voice e pluribus unum, out of many, one. That is the point of political parties. Of course, the political parties ensure that only the bloodline candidates can be elected in the primaries. The primaries is a whole other subject, which we'll certainly cover as well. My people perish from a lack of knowledge of how the election process in this country works. And guess what? The President of the United States is absolutely the most important office that there is in government. Now, that sounds like an obvious thing. But remember, the President can bypass Congress constitutionally through his executive powers. If we were actually to demand of our next president, because Congress certainly doesn't have the balls to do it, nor would they want to, because so much can be done in the current political situation. Congress, of course, approved the concept of executive emergency powers with Roosevelt in 1933. So anything that Congress would not want to pass, they go ahead and have the president write an executive order. It's not a battle. There are no party lines. It's a completely bipartisan or tripartisan, if you will, process. If Congress feels like the people would get too angry with them for passing some outrageous bill, all they have to do is have the president create a series of executive orders. And, of course, in order to have those executive orders mean anything, Congress each year must vote to fund everything within the executive order or presidential directive. You see, it's a mutual way of controlling the population and allowing the most tyrannical of laws putting forth the illusion that we have a quote-unquote democratic process of leaders, representatives in a Republican form of government, which is just absolutely bogus. I mean, anybody with half a brain should have been able to figure that out by now, that what is presented to us is not quite reality. I digress because maybe some people still believe in the system. So let's talk about first the reason why I really can't run for president, because when I called and they asked me who my electors would be, I said, what do you mean who my electors would be? I just want to run for president. They said, well, you have to have somebody that's going to elect you. I said, what? Don't the people elect me? Don't the people vote every year? What's the billions and billions of dollars spent every year to put this massive campaign up to make people to have people vote? What's the point? If the electors elect the president, not the voters, you see, voting or voter is a status assigned to the people with equal rights. I think we understand that concept by now. Tyranny requires equality. All people thrown into one voice. Each one of their votes only counts as one unified vote, whether that's Democratic or Republican or any other party out there, which is almost an impossibility. What we have is a system where the people go out and vote. They punch their little cards. They get on the Diebold voting machines, which are completely rigged, provably so, thanks to black box voting and the efforts of those folks out there. Hacking Democracy, if you haven't seen that. Hacking Democracy. You can find that online. I think it's on YouTube. Everybody should watch that to see how the electoral process actually works, to see your votes going in the trash. It's a big hoax. We're all part of it.
Wake up, wake up. Wake up and look around you. We're lost in space.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. You know, I just have to laugh at this whole system that we participate in knowingly, willingly, almost like zombies. We just go through the motions without any cognitive thought of the reality of the situation. We accept our You know, the first thing they ask, of course, on the voting registration form is, are you a U.S. citizen? What does that say? What does that mean? Well, of course, that puts you into the jurisdiction of Washington, D.C. It takes you outside of your state and says, yes, I am a citizen of the United States. I'm a resident within the United States, not within my state. Yes, I'm a voter. I'm a registered voter. Thank you. I'm registered. I've registered my soul. I'm giving you my name as surety. Thank you very much. I'm bonded to you now. So now let me vote for my leader. Okay. So I want to explain something to you here. And I don't want you to just listen to me. I want you to listen to the words of Miss Elaine Marshall, who is the Secretary of State of North Carolina. And she was speaking and hosting, basically, the 2012 Electoral College ceremony. Here's what she said. I'm going to read the whole speech, but this was the most important part. She said, in reality, and she's talking to the entire Electoral College, in reality, when the voters of North Carolina voted this past November, they were actually voting to pick this slate of electors instead of voting directly for the president and the vice president. What? I'm sorry, Miss Elaine Marshall. Could you say that again? Secretary of State of North Carolina speaking at the Electoral College ceremony in 2012. Could you please repeat what you just said on the record? In reality, when the voters of North Carolina voted this past November, they were actually voting to pick this slate of electors instead of voting directly for the president and the vice president. Well, folks, let me translate that for you. The voting or election process of the U.S. president is an indirect election. How many countries out there, how many communist countries have direct elections where the people actually vote for president? Well, not in America, folks. In the United States, when we're voting for our CEO of the corporation, as one senator put it, we are actually not voting for directly for president. We're voting for, as Elaine Marshall said, the slate of electors in our appropriate state. See, we don't vote for president. That whole pomp and circumstance that happens every 4 years and lasts for sometimes, depending on how early they start it, 2 years. You're about to probably see it start already. Very soon you're going to see, of course, the woman candidate because, oh, that's historical. And you're going to see, of course, that's just, the, you know, Obama's cousin. And then, of course, you're going to see maybe, I don't know, who else is going to be running this year. But here's the full speech. Washington, D.C., Monday, December 17th, 2012, this was from C-SPAN, it says the 538 members of the Electoral College met on Monday in their respective states, where they cast their votes for president and vice president. 270 electoral votes were required to elect the president. C-SPAN coverage, including two of those meetings, Ohio and North Carolina. Well, we know what happened in that election, and we're suffering the consequences. Not that we wouldn't be suffering if it went another way. It just we're suffering in a different form. Yes. So the Secretary of the State of North Carolina at the Electoral College ceremony, she stated today, we are gathered, essentially, to certify the will of the people of North Carolina who voted in the presidential election in November of this year. I will note once again that the voters of our state turned out in big numbers. I hope many of those voters have tuned in today to see their... and she stumbles here, excuse me. She says, I hope many of those voters have tuned in today to see their process reach its completion. See, they have to step around this, because if the people actually understood that they don't elect their president, could you imagine? Oh, the masses. As North Carolina becomes more global, we are mindful that our impact in the world is significant, as evidenced by the fact that we have so many foreign consuls now in North Carolina. Three of them are here today with us. France, Sweden, and Moldova. We welcome all three of you to this 56th meeting of the North Carolina Electoral College. What the heck are foreign consuls doing at the electoral ceremony of president in North Carolina? Okay, all right, I'll overlook that. One of the things she said I thought was really interesting, and I don't know really what the ramifications of this is, but she opened the speech by saying North Carolina, quote, did not participate in the very first presidential election. because North Carolina did not ratify the Constitution until after passage of the Bill of Rights. Only then did North Carolina officially join the Union, approximately 10 months after the election of George Washington. I'm not really sure how to take that bit of information. But here was the gold mine. Here was where she was very honest and straightforward to the people there. And I'm sure I'm probably just passed over most people's heads. She says, quote, I am often asked, how does a citizen ever become an elector? Well, the process is fairly simple. You must be a citizen who is over 21 years of age, pardon me, and eligible to vote. You also cannot, in other words, you must have a status of voter. You also cannot be a federal office holder, and we're going to get to that, or certain kinds of other political official or public official. Then you offer your name. Now, I want you to listen to this, folks. Here's what she says. Then you offer your name to your political party for consideration. Have you ever, do we think about these things? Even you Ron Paulites out there who supported this whole process, did you ever actually think about what it is that you're doing? You offer your name to your political party for consideration. Non-governmental private association. Non-governmental private association. You offer your name so that they can consider whether you're going to be an elector or not. Generally, the political parties pick their slate of elector nominees pursuant to party rules at their annual political convention in each election year. Huh. So it's not really state or federal rules, it's the rules of the party. Those names are submitted by the respective parties to the Office of Secretary of State sometime in the summer, and they are held until the election of November. She hesitates a bit, and then she says, once, well, we wait and see which candidate has been certified by the political parties. To us, we then call those persons the electors. We'll continue when we get back. You of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different, from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
Oh, this is funny. Folks,
you can grow ideas.
All right, put down whatever you're doing. I just did a simple search and it came up Wikipedia. Whatever, Wikipedia, some things are good, you know. But I typed in elections by country. If you go to Wikipedia and you get the page that says elections by country, and I'm finding this to be the most ironic thing I've ever seen, and I never considered this before. Basically, you have a list of every country. You have a list of every country that shows how the election process works. It says whether it's a direct election, or whether it's an indirect election, or whether it's just a monarchy and there is no election, or whether it's an election by parliament or by cardinals like in Vatican City, which there again, we know that Vatican City is its own country, which should upset people. But I'm looking at this and I'm seeing like Zimbabwe and Zambia have direct elections. Yemen, direct elections. Uzbekistan has a direct election. Uruguay, has a direct election. Ukraine, Uganda, Turkey, Tunisia, Tanzania, the Republic of China has direct elections throughout even the lower house and upper house. Direct elections, folks. They have direct elections. Togo, direct election. But let's forget about those little countries that we all think of as dictatorships and stuff, and as somehow have been trained to think that. Let's focus on the countries that are so-called first world free independent nations. Let's see how that works here. How about Canada? Well, it might interest people to know, I don't know, but Canada is listed as a monarchy. Of course, they're part of the United Kingdom. But, you know, Canadians seem to think, like Americans, that they have this sense of freedom. And no, it's a monarchy. It's a monarchy. United States. It's listed as an indirect election or election by electoral college. Might as well be a monarchy. Thailand is a monarchy. I mean, you're hard-pressed to find countries that do not elect their own head of state, whether that's a president or king or anything else. But all of the first world countries, the leaders in the EU, Sweden is a monarchy, Spain is a monarchy. These are the free nations of the world? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? Serbia is a direct election. Singapore, direct election. Slovakia, Slovenia, all direct elections. And you're going to tell me that the United States is the one country that doesn't have a direct election, and yet it's the spectacle of the world for the voting process to take place. It's responsible for billions and billions and billions of dollars in funding, in advertising. It's the greatest illusion on earth. I find this to be just the most amusing thing ever. I mean, how do you... Russia, direct election. Direct election, folks, Russia. Oh, Russia's so horrible. No, the United States and all the monarchies are the horrible ones. Papua New Guinea is a monarchy. Pakistan, there's an interesting one. The only one, other one I see that has an election by electoral college. It's the only one. Palestinian? Nope, direct election. Panama? Oh, that horrible Panama, direct election. Peru, direct election. Philippines, direct election. Poland, Portugal, all direct elections. United States? Nope. Nope, sorry, people don't get to vote for the president of the United States. Wow. Wow, what a concept here. I mean, you know, I knew this already, but to see it actually laid out like this, to see how many countries actually get to elect their president and how they're all, almost all of them, are vilified or kept down. It's really amazing when you think about it. What an illusion we live in. Really, really amazing. China. Oh, that communist country that gets to elect their president or their head of state. Isn't that nice that they get to elect their president? We don't. How about Iran? Iran's on the radar, right? United States got to get rid of these countries that actually, you know, elect their president. Says president is elected through direct election. Although the supreme leader is elected by an assembly of experts. So you've got a little dichotomy there. But it's just... It's just quite amazing. Getting back to, let me read you a definition here, and maybe this will hit it home a little more for us here. My people perish from a lack of knowledge. That's an understatement. Elector, as defined in Bouvier's Law Dictionary, 1856. Government. One who has the right to make choice of public officers, or one who has the right to vote. The qualification of electors are generally the same as those required and the person to be elected. To this, however, there is one exception. A naturalized citizen may be an elector of President of the United States, although he could not constitutionally be elected to that office. So, what does that mean, folks? Get your wheels turning here. That means that your dual Israeli citizens can be electors in the United States. Dual Israeli citizens. That means that the Queen's son could naturalize to the United States and become an elector. You see, that's how ridiculous our system is. Okay, now we go to electors of president. Different definition. Electors of presidents are persons elected by the people. Did you know that you're electing the electors? That you're voting for who's going to vote for president or elect the president? Whose sole duty is to elect a president and vice president of the United States? Let me read that again. Electors of president, persons elected by the people, whose sole duty is to elect a president and vice president of the United States. You understand the difference between voting and electing? It's a huge difference. It's a massive, massive difference. In fact, the two are quite opposite to each other. That whole process satiates. That's what it does. It satiates the people. It makes them believe that they are participating in a democratic process. What are they really doing? They're signing their name on a little piece of paper that says, I, Clint Richardson, abandon my republic, which is my state. The United States is certainly no republic, never has been, never was. The Constitution specifically says the United States is not a republic, but it will protect the republican form of government. It doesn't say that the United States is a republic. That's a fallacy, a big one. The United States never has, never was, and never can be, by its very definition, a republic. It's a corporation. It's a corporation. That's it. A corporation. It cannot be a republic by its very description. The process of it is not republican. The states are republics, though abandoned. And every time I sign my little name on there that says, yes, I'm a United States resident, I'm a United States citizen, I'm qualified to vote. Oops. Well, I just took a step off of my, out of my republic and stepped right into the jurisdiction of the United States. And all my votes then, they don't count for the state. They count for the District of Columbia. Bunch of employees. Be like the employees getting together at Walmart and doing an election for who they want to be their CEO. Not understanding the process of the corporate structure, which specifically states that the board of directors or the electors, people can vote all they want. Doesn't mean that the electors are going to listen to them. Now, the way the system is set up today, it's kind of ironic because really we vote and we really are only given two choices. And at the primary elections, when we actually get down to those two choices, again, it's a controlled thing. Only the top bloodline cousins are actually running. And by the time we get down to the two most qualified of the bloodline, well, what do we have? We have one year we had Bush was, if I can remember correctly, the 32nd great-grandson of Vlad the Impaler, and then Kerry was the 34th great-grandson of Vlad the Impaler, up against Obama, who's I remember is the first cousin of Anne Boleyn and the direct descendant of, who was it? Direct descendant of Lachlan, I believe, John Lachlan, Plantagenet. So, I mean, that's the process, and we pretend to be a part of it. It's so pathetic. All right, folks, we'll be back.
Shoe the children with no shoes on their feet. House the people living in the street. Oh, there's a solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit EscapeHarassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonial.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're talking about the ridiculousness of our presidential election in this country and how, it just turns out that we don't actually vote for president. We vote for the electors who then elect president. Interestingly, electors are free to vote for anyone eligible to be president, although most states require their electors to vote according to their political party pledge. You heard that right. I don't know how many people are familiar with the word pledge and what that actually means, to be pledged to something. But it's not a good thing. If you're pledged to vote for whoever it is that the party spits out as the president, and you find out later, let's say that he's the Antichrist. Well, guess what? The electors are pledged to vote for the Antichrist. Isn't that wonderful? They would not have a choice, in other words. They cannot vote for someone else in some states. They're told that they have a choice, but in the fine print it says, no, you must vote for the Antichrist. In practice, they pledge to vote. Whether they're required to or not, they actually give a pledge to their political party because they are members of the political party, to pledge to vote for the specific candidates according to their political party. If I'm a Democrat, I'm generally going to vote Democrat because I've given a pledge. And if I break that pledge, well, the inner circle is not going to let me be play the game anymore. Vote by ballot. So the Constitution provides that the electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for president and vice president. It's a long, long process, actually. But let's go to the 12th Amendment of the Constitution. The electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for president and vice president, one of whom, at least, shall not be an inhabitant of the same state with themselves. They shall name in their ballots the person voted for as president. Goes on. It says, the person having the greatest number of votes for president shall be the president. If such number be, electoral college votes. If such number be a majority of the whole number of electors appointed, and if no person have such majority, then from the persons having the highest numbers, not exceeding three on the list of those voted for president, who's the tiebreaker? Is it the people of the United States? Do we want to vote again? Maybe something's happened in the interim that will change our minds? No. If there's a tie for president in the Electoral College, quote, the 12th Amendment states that the House of Representatives shall choose immediately by ballot the president. Why is that the case? Well, folks, as I've said before, it's because they are the people of the United States. Not you individuals out there who go and foolishly vote and give credence and legitimacy to this system. No, the people are your representatives, where your voice, e pluribus unum, becomes one. No individualism in this country, folks. So in other words, the presidency is really won by whichever political party lobbies the electors the best. You understand? That's what political parties are. They're lobbies, and they're really self-lobbying themselves and their members. So, it's also interesting to note, actually, Lark from Texas brought this up on one of the shows, and I was researching it a little bit, that the Republican Party is actually a member of the, I'll see if I can remember it, UD, the United Democrat. Oh, shoot. I forgot what it's called. Maybe Lark can chime in if he's listening and put it in the chat room there. They're actually a member of the United Democratic Party, or it's basically an international party that controls all elections around the world. Democrats don't have to join because they're already socialist. So Republicans, of course, joined this socialist front. And you basically got one party if you really boil it down to it. So now, one of the things it said earlier is that, you know, certain people of a certain office and federal employees cannot be electors. You folks, have you ever actually looked to see who the electors are? It's kind of funny, really. Let me just read you some of the names that were in the 2008 electoral college here. Let's start out with the best. Edward E. Ted Kaufman. What's the story with this guy? Well, he was a Delaware United States Senator from 2009 to 2010. Since 2010, he has chaired the Congressional Oversight Panel. He's a member of the Democratic Party, who was appointed to the Senate to fill the term of longtime Senator Joe Biden, who resigned to become Vice President of the United States in January 2009. Prior to becoming a U.S. Senator, Kaufman had been an advisor to Biden for much of his political career. Now, do I need to go back over that? Do you see, well, what's the definition of a conspiracy? Conspiracy is criminal law, torts, an agreement between two or more persons to do an unlawful act, or an act which may become, by the combination, injurious to others. Who are conspirators? Well, they're persons guilty of a conspiracy. Do I see a conspiracy here? Well, I don't know. Edward Kaufman, after being an elector for President Obama and Joe Biden, being his political advisor for most of Biden's political career, was then appointed to the Senate to fill the guy's shoes who he voted for. Oh, no, that's not conspiratorial in any way. That's just the normal process of the Electoral College. In other words, the normal process in the political system is corruption. It's a closed circuit system. You do not get to play. How about Harriet Smith Windsor, Delaware Secretary of State? She was an elector in 2008. From 2001 to 2009, a Democrat. And she currently serves as the vice chair of the Delaware Democratic Party. In 2008, Windsor was an elector for Barack Obama. Of course, because she's a Democrat, she pledged her vote to do that. Now, should we ask the question, should someone who is involved in a political party who elects the person to be the president, should that person then be able to be the final vote for president? Should electors even be members of the political parties? Well, no, wait, isn't that a conflict of interest? Isn't that why they are pledging their votes before the votes ever happen in the first place? Do you see the problem here, folks? Do you see how ridiculous our system is? I hope so. I hope I'm not wasting my breath today. I hope that when the campaign, the media blitz happens this year, that you'll just sit back and smile at how ridiculous everybody looks running around with like chickens with their heads cut off, crying at the new president because there's more hope. And of course, somehow hope equals change. No, action doesn't equal change. No, hope equals change. Remember? Hope equals change. We're going to hope for change, and therefore it's going to happen. Yeah, okay, that's great. Wonderful. Let's talk about some more electors in 2008. Wellington E. Webb was the first African-American mayor of Denver. After his stints in the as a Denver city auditor and as executive director of the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies. See, there's no normal people. No people who own, say, a bread shop or a dry cleaner. No, it's all high officials who I mean, let's face it, they're not getting where they are because they're honest people, because they want, you know, the whole thing is just so corrupt. Muriel Bowser, Washington D.C. Democratic politician and member of the Council of the District of Columbia, representing Ward 4. Vincent C. Gray, mayor of the District of Columbia as of January 2011. Gee, wonder how he got there. All right, folks, we'll continue this after the break, after Miss Phyllis Schlafly tells you the news. We'll be back.
With financial uncertainty.